Welcome to the SMA edition of Rare Disease Advisor's Rare Care Podcast, offering unique perspectives from researchers, clinicians, and influencers from the spinal muscular atrophy community.
Hello, and welcome to the Rare Care Podcast. This is your host, Larry Luxner, Senior Correspondent for Rare Disease Advisor. We're here in Budapest, Hungary, attending the 5th International Scientific Congress on Spinal Muscular Atrophy, organized by SMA Europe. Our guest is Dr. Ewout Groen, an associate professor at the neurology department of Utrecht in the Netherlands. Dr. Groen is on the scientific advisory board of SMA Europe, which is based in Germany and is the umbrella organization for SMA patients and advocates throughout Europe. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me, Larry.
First of all, welcome you to the program. And just ask you in general terms about SMA Europe. I understand this is your 20th anniversary, and you are the primary organization that represents people with spinal muscular atrophy and advocates for their care and awareness of the disease throughout the European Union and beyond, right?
Yes. And it's a very powerful group of charities, of patient representatives that all work together to advocate for people living with SMA. Families, of course, often people living with SMA are young children, affected at a young age. So support for families is particularly important. And SMA Europe brings that all together. And this is the fifth international congress already. It's been very successful. It's been great to be part of that.
How many people do you have here at the Congress?
1,100 registrations. So it's grown massively since the first event in Poland, which is now 8 years ago. I think 600 people came. And so we've grown substantially, including everyone from around the world, really.
Yes, I was at that Poland.
Oh, you were? Yeah,
yes,
awesome.
I was.
Yeah.
Well, how many people do you estimate have SMA in the countries you cover in Europe?
Well, I'll speak for the Netherlands, where I'm from, so I know most about it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an interesting situation in SMA, because the most common type of SMA, type 1, would lead to premature death before the age of 2. But now with the advent of disease-modifying treatments, we're seeing patients live much longer. So it's actually difficult to say how many people with SMA there will be in the next few years. Now, in the Netherlands alone, there are 500 people approximately. And this number increases as treatments become more successful.
Also, you include countries like Russia, which are not EU members, right?
We try to be as broad and inclusive as possible from a geographical point of view, mostly.
Right. So is it possible to give a rough estimate of how many people have SMA in Europe?
I would say up to 6,000 or 8,000.
It was interesting. One of the presenters showed a screen talking about the percentage of newborn screening mm-hmm. going on in Europe.
Yeah.
And from what I understand, approximately 72% of Europeans, newborns are now screened for SMA.
Yeah, they are. It's a huge, huge development. It means that children get treated before they develop symptoms very often. It makes a massive difference, because the earlier you diagnose, the earlier you treat, the better the outcomes are going to be.
Of course. And yet worldwide, it's only 7% of newborns are screened.
Absolutely. Yeah. So there's a lot of room for improvement there.
Right.
And it asks a lot from healthcare systems and such. And so we're quite privileged with that in Europe, that everything's well organized.
And some countries are at 100%, right?
Yes. Yes. So we've started newborn screening in the Netherlands, for example, in June 22. Diagnosed approximately 65 children with SMA to the program, all started treatment before 1 month of age approximately. Makes a massive difference for the outcomes.
How many kids in the Netherlands have received gene therapy? Do you know?
So the majority of those newborn screening children is treated with Zolgensma, the viral gene therapy. So I would say around that same number.
Mm-hmm. Given that there are now three, at least FDA and EMA approved therapies for SMA, what are your thoughts about combining therapies or using one versus the other, or just waiting till something better comes along?
It's a very good question, because a lot of the research we've heard about at this conference is trying to address just that. Who needs what treatment, when, and in what combinations? Mostly, you know, there are practical things like reimbursement, local reimbursement rules that actually don't allow access to every treatment and every combination for everyone. So there's still a lot that we need to do in that direction.
What about costs in Europe? Are these treatments covered through compassionate access?
They're mostly, so this differs from country to country. So EMA grants market access for the European Union, but then individual member states decide on their own reimbursement policies. Mm-hmm. And it's not so straightforward. So most countries reimburse most treatments now through basic health insurance policies. There's a lot of variation in that.
So you're a member of the Scientific Advisory Board. Can you tell us maybe two or three of your biggest challenges that you face as a scientist dealing with SMA in Europe?
Challenges? Yeah, I guess, you know, what we try to do as a Scientific Advisory Board is we're very keen to get together the clinicians and the fundamental researchers and make sure that everyone's on the same page really working on SMA. And I think what's been really nice is that SMA Europe organized this prioritization of research goals for the next few years, which was a collaborative effort between fundamental researchers, clinicians, but also patient advocates, working together to decide what are currently the most important topics to work on in the SMA field.
And what do you think are the most important topics right now?
So the most important topics at the moment, from an advocacy point of view, is making sure that everyone has access to all the treatments that they need, and that newborn screening is implemented everywhere. From a research point of view, I think I would like much more objective tools to measure how people are doing when they're receiving one of these treatments. How can we follow up? How can we decide when someone needs maybe a combination of treatments or can maybe switch to one of the other disease-modifying treatments?
Do you think that every newborn baby who is diagnosed with SMA should receive Zolgensma?
That's too simplistic, I think.
Okay.
Zolgensma is the first gene therapy. I think their fields also shows interesting developments in sort of developing second generation gene therapies. And it's great that this gene therapy is there, but there is always room for improvement.
The problem is that if you get the gene therapy, you can't get another one.
Exactly. Yeah.
So you have to be judicious in deciding whether you should give this or perhaps wait till something better comes along because you can't do it twice.
Exactly. And so this is really difficult at the moment because, you know, for parents, hearing the news that there's a positive newborn screening result and their child genetically has SMA, and often they're perfectly fine. There are no apparent signs of SMA yet.
Not yet.
And then when you hear that you can have a one-off IV infusion of gene therapy and that's it, you know, that's very appealing, of course. And so that's often the way that people chose to go about it. But the other disease-modifying treatments work well, too. So I'm hesitant in saying that one works better than the other. So all these treatments have their pros and cons. And the biggest research priority at the moment is really to come up with ways to decide who needs what at what moment.
Let's see. So we have a couple of minutes. Any final thoughts here?
It's wonderful to be involved in this field. I think I've done research on other topics as well. And what makes the SMA field so strong is this collaborative effort where patient advocates, clinicians, and research are really working together to advance the field and to make lives better of people living with this disease.
Wonderful. So we've been talking with Dr. Evert Roon, who's an associate professor at the neurology department of Utrecht in the Netherlands. He's on the scientific advisory board of SMA Europe, and we thank you for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.
This is Larry Luxner for Rare Disease Advisor.
Be sure to follow the latest news, perspectives, and clinical resources on rare diseases at rarediseaseadvisor.com. Thank you for listening.